Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. We're talking with the candidates for U.S. House District 6 in Missouri, and today we will be talking with Republican candidate and current U.S. House District 6 Representative Sam Graves. Congressman, I want to thank you for joining me this morning, and the first thing I'll be asking you about is you. Even though I'm sure a lot of people already know who you are from your years of representing District 6, but, you know, go ahead and tell us a little bit about who you are and what led you to represent and this year run again for U.S. House District 6.
Well, you know, the bottom line is I ran for Congress to help people, and that's the majority of what you do in Washington, D.C., representing the folks of the 6th District is help folks. You do more helping than you do passing legislation. I always like to say it's 51% constituent service and 49% legislation. And I represent the people of North Missouri to Washington, D.C. I don't represent Washington, D.C. back to the 6th District. And as a farmer that's been in the district my entire life, the issues that I face are the same issues that my constituents face. So, you know, whether it's inflation or flooding or droughts or crumbling roads and bridges, I experience them all firsthand, so I know exactly what is and isn't needed from Washington, D.C. when it comes to the 6th District of Missouri.
All right. So the next several questions will be based on polling data and what Americans and Missourians in general are wanting to see their lawmakers discuss and handle. Top of mind, as it has been pretty much all year, is inflation and gas prices. So, you know, how should Congress act to help out Missourians with these rising prices?
Well, there's two separate issues there. So when it comes to fuel prices, the biggest thing is opening up U.S. resources, opening up what we have here in the United States and allowing those resources to be used. We have enough oil in the United States to be able to last us for generations. And as we transfer or transition into more alternative fuels or electric vehicles, that sort of thing, we should let that happen. You know, let the marketplace allow that to happen and not force it. When you force it, that's when you get into problems and you start seeing prices rise. When you start shutting off production in the United States, you see prices rise. The same thing goes for natural gas here in the United States when it comes to our heating bills, which are going to be extraordinarily high this winter because we're being forced off of natural gas, which is one of the cleanest burning fuels out there, and you know, forced into more, you know, Green New Deal ideas. Now, when it comes to inflation, like what we're seeing at the grocery store, you know, one of the biggest things is when you start seeing inflation, the last thing you do is inject more money into the economy like the administration has done. The administration has pushed through about $5 trillion worth of new spending. This is spending already on top of what was already being spent by the federal government. $5 trillion worth of new spending out into the economy, and that's the worst thing you can do. It just makes inflation that much harder than it is. And we're approximately right now, I think, about 8.5% inflation, and every time we go to the grocery store or a family goes to the grocery store, it's hurting. It's estimated that approximately every family is spending about $8,500 more this year as a result of inflation than they are normally. Now, a lot of families are on tight budgets, and they don't have that kind of money, so they have to cut back on some of those essentials. And you know, it's a big problem. It really is.
You know, the other big thing ever since the overturning of Roe v. Wade this past summer is abortion. It's been a topic for years, but this year it's a lot higher up on people's minds. And the response has really been kind of all over the place from politicians at the state and federal level. Federal level, we've seen politicians say it's a state issue now, but then you have lawmakers like Senator Lindsey Graham introduce a federal abortion law. So in general, where do you sit on abortion and sexual health topics?
Well, the thing about it is the Supreme Court did turn it back to the states, and they said this is not a federal issue. So in my opinion, that's absolutely correct. It is not a federal issue. The federal government should stay out of it. This is an issue that's sent back to the states and let the states make the determination on how they're going to deal with that issue and where they're going to set that that point, whether that's 5 months into a pregnancy or whatever the case may be, or 20 weeks into a pregnancy. And so it is back in the States, and that's where it should be. That's absolutely where it should be. And the closer you get to, to the public, then they're going to be able to make that determination and vote for, the folks that either support or don't support their position. But the Supreme Court has stated now that it is a state issue. It goes back to the states for each state to make that determination, as it used to be quite honest with you. And so it's not a federal issue, and it shouldn't be a federal issue.
You mentioned this a little bit earlier, but one of the big issues here in Northwest Missouri is infrastructure and rural internet. How should Congress tackle that issue?
Well, infrastructure is everything. It's obviously not just rural internet. It also includes, roads, bridges, our rail, our rivers, everything that goes along with that. And while rural broadband or rural high-speed internet is getting better and better and better in our rural areas, and we're seeing more and more money flow to the rural areas, and particularly when it comes to the priorities like hospitals and schools, it is getting better. Now, we still have some outlying areas that are very tough to, that last mile of broadband service, and it's, we've implemented programs much like what we had, to get that last mile of electricity back in the days when they're electrifying the United States, and then telephone service back in the days when they're trying to get telephone service out to the more remote areas. The same thing is happening under rural broadband, and the good news is being ranking member, the ranking Republican on the Transportation Committee, it's been incredibly helpful when it comes to things like getting, these broadband services out there and getting roads and bridges built and dealing with FEMA, the Corps of Engineers, or pushing back against harmful policy like the Waters of the U.S. policy that's being pushed by the administration. Infrastructure is critical to everything we do in North Missouri. And so, it's important that that we are able to bring those things back to the state of Missouri and to the 6th district in particular.
There's another issue. It's not necessarily popping up in polls, but it will be decided by Missourians this year, which is Amendment 3, which is the legalizing of recreational marijuana. Now, if it is legalized, Missouri would be the 20th state in the country to do so. So my question is, what should Congress do with marijuana at the federal level? Decriminalize, reanalyze, or leave it as it is?
Well, the problem is when you have individuals that are, they're using marijuana and then driving, or whether that's driving trucks or driving vehicles, there's no way to detect it when it comes to driving under the influence. And it has shown some extraordinary issues when it comes to accidents, and so we have to be very mindful of that. I'm not somebody that supports the legalization of recreational marijuana. I think it's I think it's going to be a problem for the state of Missouri, and I think it's going to be a problem when it comes to more accidents on the road. And so I think this is exactly what it is, and that becomes a state issue. Let the states decide, and then people can decide for themselves on how they want to do this. But I do think it's going to create a lot of problems out there, and decriminalizing it is probably, in my opinion, it's the wrong thing to do.
All right, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about that maybe I didn't mention earlier?
Well, it's just, when it comes back, now I mentioned infrastructure and how important that is earlier, and as it touches us specifically, in our areas, it's important if you look at just the North Missouri. In fact, we can look at Maryville. The South Main Street Corridor project is something I'm particularly proud of, something we've been working on for years. We've gotten two, major federal grants for that project, one 2 years ago and one 3 years ago. And, it's projects like this that are vitally important. And all of these things are good. We need to pay attention to the rural areas, and we need to make sure that we have representation representing those rural areas, because so many times we get left out. and it's unfortunate when that happens. We're seeing some activity now in the rural areas and fixing a lot of the and bringing up to up to new standards, you know, a lot of those bridges that we're seeing in North Missouri as well, and the roads. So that's vitally important. We've got to stay ahead of that. It's an ongoing process, and so that's important to us right here in our part of the country.
All right, Congressman, thank you for joining me this morning. Once again, that is U.S. House District Representative and Republican candidate for U.S. House District 6, Sam Graves. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.